My guest has seen a woman instantly grow 5 inches. Next on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Centuries have come and gone, offering wisdom and understanding throughout the ages. Today, there should be nothing beyond one's power to discover. And yet, the strange, unusual, and mysterious world of the supernatural defies understanding. Stay tuned for a unique and powerful investigation into a curious, undiscovered universe, only on It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm Sid Roth, your investigative reporter, here with Ron Sally. Now, Ron has seen so many miracles, he's literally provoking me to jealousy. But as a young child in Uganda, 13 years of age, you heard for the first time in your life the audible voice of God. What did he say?
He called my name. I was going to church, and I was just a kid of 13 years, going around, swinging on the road, going this way, going that way, singing and playing around. Then I heard a voice. It was the voice of the Almighty God, because it called my name. My real name is what they call me at home, Ronnie, you know. And the voice was so powerful, and it was coming from all the corners. I mean, from above, from the bush, from under, from everywhere.
It was, were you afraid?
I was afraid. I was terrified, and I didn't know what to do. I mean, it was so strange. It was so unique, but it was the voice of the Almighty God. And I had peace in my heart, though my mind could not understand what was happening. Then the voice called me again the second time, Ronnie. And I was so terrified in my mind, but I had peace in my heart, but I didn't reply. So I ran to church. I ran so fast to church.
Why didn't you reply?
Because my mind couldn't understand. It was so supernatural. Mm. I couldn't understand with my mind.
But then, a few years later, you began to see miracles happen. Tell me the first miracle you saw.
Well, as time went on, I began to have that question in my heart about this voice that was calling me. I mean, God, I began to ask God, what is it that you want to tell me? And God led me to go and seek him. So I went and began to fast and pray. And one time God spoke to me, visited me in a vision, and spoke to me that I've called you and I want you to go and serve me. Then I began to see miracles happening. Like the first miracle I saw was a miracle of a lady who had a paralyzed arm that I prayed for, and it stretched forth. I saw the miracles like...
Now, when that happened, well, I mean, here you are, a kid.
Yes.
You're praying in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
This woman has a paralyzed arm.
Yes.
And was it instantly?
Yeah, it was instant.
What went on in your inside of you? When
inside
you saw
me, I was so excited to see God using me. I mean, I was saying, oh, my goodness, can God use me like this? This is powerful. So I went on praying for people. I would go to these church meetings, crusade meetings, when the pastor would be preaching, and I'd wait when they finished the meeting, then I'd go and look for the cases which were not prayed for, the hard cases that didn't get healed or were left out because they didn't know how to receive it. So I went and began to deal with them. And I'd spend hours, sometimes minutes, sometimes seconds, they would get miracles instantly.
Now, how did you know that this would happen?
In my heart, there was desire and passion, and there was a leading. God began to lead me. Because as I sought him in prayer, I would pray for 6 hours, sometimes 8 hours. I would spend the night in the church praying.
Well, out of curiosity, when you would pray, that's a long time to pray.
A long time to pray. I would be crying to God, Lord, I want you. I want the anointing. I want you to use me. See, when the thirst and hunger for God strikes your belly, you'll go for it.
What do you think is one of the greatest miracles of a physical healing that you have seen?
Tremendous. I've seen the dead come back in South Africa.
That's tremendous. Tell me about one case.
Yeah, I mean, this lady had passed, she was dead, and they were crying, and the hospital had given up because she's too old, and they were getting ready to make the burial arrangements. And I'd come in to preach in this meeting, and I said, no way. So I went straight and commanded her to return. Then she returned. And
Now, when you commanded her to return, did you hope she would return, or was something inside of you saying she would?
I had peace in my heart. So, and when I was commanding her to return, she didn't want to come back. But I said, in the name of Jesus, return. She returned.
What do you mean she didn't want? She's dead. What do you mean she didn't want to come back?
I could perceive in my heart that she didn't want to come back because of the glory. You know, when you go up in the glory, you don't want to come back here.
Have you ever been in that glory?
I've been in the presence of God when I'm praying that I didn't want the presence, that intensive presence to leave. And some other miracles I've seen are like people with full-blown AIDS, you know, doctors have given up on them, and medication confirms that they're HIV positive. And I've laid hands on them and prayed for them, and the virus vanished. And then went back to the doctors, and doctors told them, you are negative. What happened? And they said, Jesus took it away.
Boy, look how someone's destiny, they're going to die from a fatal disease, and just suddenly a man touches them in the name of Jesus, and they're set free. Now, there's different powers in the world. There's powers of witch doctors, and there's powers of God. There was one meeting where God spoke to you and said there was a witch doctor was in the meeting. Tell me about that.
Yeah, this was I was holding this meeting in Ifakara in Tanzania, in Africa, stronghold of Islam and witchcraft. And this city, and the witches were the boss, and everybody was scared of them. They had ripped people off, they had tormented them, and God sent me there to go. So when I began to preach, they began to tell people I'm fake and whatever, you know, because I'm talking about Jesus. And God began to perform mighty wonders. So one time, the Spirit of God came upon me in a tremendous way, and I made a bold statement. I said, I throw a challenge right now. If there is anyone who says Jesus is not the Son of God, come, let's prove it right now. I want to bring two dead people here, people who are dead from the mortuary, and lay them down here. You pray in the name of your whatever, and I pray in the name of Jesus. To prove that he rose from the dead. No one came out because it was a big challenge, you know. The witches were scared.
Big challenge.
Very big challenge. I said, okay, let me take it down a bit. Let me take the challenge down a bit. I said, bring two blind people. You pray for one, I pray for one, and see what happens.
That's still a big challenge.
It's a big challenge. And no one came up. I said, okay, let me take you to the lowest level right now. I want one of you witches to come up here on the platform, stand and face me as we are facing each other right now. Look in my eyes, I look in your eyes for 1 minute. The one who remains standing serves the Almighty God. No one came up. And I told all people, now listen to me. Jesus rose from the dead and is a miracle worker. And every sick person is going to be healed. And all people screamed the name of Jesus. The witches fled. They had to run for life because, I mean, they couldn't stand. People would have stoned them to death because, I mean, that was a real challenge. They had oppressed people for a long time. So it went on. The miracles happened, the blind eyes, the deaf, crippled, people were walking, signs and wonders. The Holy Spirit came upon them, the meeting. People fell under the power, and it was so strong. And what shocked me is that the barber who was doing the haircut received the Holy Spirit, and we ordained him to become the pastor. Right now he's the pastor in that city, and all the witches and wizards fled for life.
All of the witches and wizards fled for life. But what would happen if you're minding your own business and a witch comes floating through the air and you actually see them? How would you handle that? We'll find out next. Don't go away. Hello, YouTube. Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural. Hello, I'm Sid Roth, your investigative reporter here with Ron Sally. And what happens if all of a sudden you open your eyes and a witch comes floating towards you. Is that what happened to you, Ron?
Oh, yes. I mean, it was tremendous because, I mean, when I went to this city to preach, the witch came flying on a skin. We call it
Like a carpet, almost?
Yeah, like a carpet, you know, the skin of a goat, like a carpet.
Yes.
And flying on that skin.
I thought that was just an imaginary thing. That really happened.
It happened. I mean, these witches have those powers to confront and destroy people. That's how they travel. So they came to kill me, but they failed because there's fire around me, and I rebuked.
Wait. What do you mean there's fire around you?
I mean, God is unto me a wall of fire.
So can these witches see this fire?
Oh, they see the fire. In fact, they see the fire because they see in the spirit, so they can see the fire. And like one time, I mean, as I shared with you some time back, I told you, one time a witch came, as I told you, the witch came floating, and he had come to kill me. And I pointed my finger at him. He was floating up way above on this thing, and I commanded him to change his direction. Now, the power that came from me, the power of Jesus, knocked him down off his witchcraft power.
Did anyone see this when this happened?
This one, it was just me and him because it was late in the night.
My goodness, were you a little afraid?
Oh, I was. You see, I was. My mind was afraid, but my heart was strong. You see, in my heart, I was determined to take him down.
I mean, that's a pretty scary thing.
Very scary.
Witch coming through the
air. Oh, my goodness, when you see him coming, floating up, and my hair was full, I felt like my hair was going off. I felt like I was losing balance.
How did he look?
He was nude and was big. I was coming on a high speed, so I had to take action immediately.
So what did you say? If he was coming right here, what did you say?
I said, change your direction in Jesus' name. He fell down. He fled for life. Then I walked strong in the Lord, praising his name.
I would imagine the next service you had, that you were praying for the sick, the sickness didn't stand a chance.
It couldn't stand the chance. You know, people were saying, what happened? What happened to this man? I mean, so tremendous.
Mm. But you've been supernaturally protected. Like that one time you were telling me you were going in from side road up into a big highway in England?
Yes, in England I was coming from a side road into the big highway in London. And as I was driving my small car without an airbag, you can imagine, even if I had an airbag, what could it do? Four semi-trucks were going down on this. Motorway, we call them motorway in London. It was coming. You call them freeways here.
Yes.
Four semi trucks, late in the night, they were coming, following each other. So what happened is, I don't know what, I just drove into the road, crossing to get to the other side, and then turn and cross the highway to the other side. So I just came in the road. It was an attack. You know, I just came in the road, just like you may sleep or so slumber and go into the road. So I just came in the road. And these semis could not stop because we were just so close to each other.
So were you, like, you pulled right in front of
them?
Yes,
I just pulled in front. So it was death. It was a death trap. The enemy had attacked me with death. So I pulled in front of them. So they were just going to ride over me. And, you know, four semis getting over you. I mean,
your history.
Your history. I mean, it will appear in the paper. Massive accident. But the Holy Spirit, God's power, translated my car, just like Philip, you know, translated my car from one section to the other section in a split instinct.
What would have happened if you were not translated?
I'd be dead. In fact,
by translated, what you mean is your car is here and all of a sudden it's there.
Yes.
Okay.
It's here and all of a sudden it is here. It's just like it's supernatural. You cannot explain it. I mean, it took me 4 hours to get back to my real understanding because I couldn't understand how I could not die in this moment. Just like God's hand took me from the jaw of the crocodile, the devil, just grabbed me out from the jaw of the shark.
Where were you these 4 hours where you were trying to come to your senses?
I just pulled over and just began to praise the Lord.
You must be very grateful to God.
I'm so grateful to God. You know, when you're in this type of apostolic ministry, you are sign and wonder because just like the gladiators were delivered unto death, that's what the enemy had planned to. He wants to kill you any moment he gets. And this was a massive miracle because I called everyone I could call late in the night. around 3, 4 a.m.
Oh, they must have appreciated that.
Woke them up and I said, it's a miracle. I was supposed to be dead, but I'm alive. Something happened.
Now, you told me, every time you hold your hands, I think about this. You told me that oil started coming from your body.
Oh, yeah. Oil comes out of my hands when I'm preaching. It does come out of my hand in my meetings, when I'm holding meetings. People, when the power of God comes on them. You see, when David was anointed by Samuel to become king, before David was anointed, all the other sons of Jesse were supposed to be anointed. So when Samuel tried to anoint them, the oil never came out. Mm-hmm. But the oil came out on David. So sometimes God comes down and anoints people with oil in my meetings.
People or you?
Me, but also the people. It comes
what
on
do you
me.
Mean, what do you mean the people? What happens to them?
Oil comes out of their hands, from their foreheads, drips from their ears.
Now, do you see greater miracles when that happens?
Oh, I see greater miracles. I mean, I see greater miracles happening, tremendous miracles happening, legs growing, I mean, eyes opening, damn talking. The lady came in my church who could not talk, could not see, could not hear for 8 years, witchcraft attack. And I laid hands on her instantly. She could see, she could hear, she could talk. Instantly. It is supernatural.
That's power. That's incredible. That's supernatural. That's what you want to see. Well, get ready. When we come back, I'm going to have Ronnie pray for you. And you're going to, actually right through your television set, you're going to experience the love and the supernatural power of God. Don't go away. Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter. Before we go to Ron Sally, you know, this man literally prays for people that have tattoos and they're supernaturally removed. Before we go to Ronnie and have him pray for you, I want to go to the control room. Janie, who's our guest next week?
Well, I don't want to say who's coming up next week yet because I haven't heard about the people growing. I haven't heard the stories. And
now, why are you interested in growing, Jane?
Well, I'm 5'5" and my husband is 6'5", so I'd like him to pray for me so I could grow.
Either that or pray for your husband to get shorter.
No, I don't want him to be shorter.
Okay, now, who's up next week?
Well, it's another man from Uganda. There's something about Uganda where our miracles happen, and another man from Uganda, one of the first miracles he saw, he took a 9-year-old boy who was dead for 2 days. He put him against a wall and prayed, and the boy came back to life after sneezing.
After sneezing?
After sneezing.
Well, God bless you, boy. No, I'm just teasing, JD. Thank you. Now, Ronnie, the tattoos.
Yes.
You really see people with scars and cut into their body and with tattoos on their body, and you really see this disappear?
Oh, yes, I see tattoos vanish, scars. If somebody was operated and has a scar, I pray they vanish. The markings, like in Africa, when they cut people with one, they do the witchcraft, I pray for them, they vanish. They disappear completely. It has happened in America.
Instantly or gradually?
90% of it is instantly.
So we see lots of people with tattoos on their arms.
Yes.
And you're saying that kind of tattoo could instantly disappear?
Or it could instantly disappear if God decides to. Or
but
it could
you've seen this many times.
Oh, yes, I've seen it many times. They do vanish. In fact, many people don't know about these tattoos because they can't get rid of them after they get them, you know, when they want to get rid of them. It's very...
Well, they do have laser surgery where they can do it, but you still have somewhat of a scar.
Yeah, some kind of a scar, but with this prayer, supernaturally it vanishes.
Okay, Janie is interested in growing a few inches, but I want to know, you've prayed for more than one person that was short. Tell me about one person.
One person, her name is Jen. This was in Nairobi, and she was short, and she had been praying to God, I want to grow tall. So she came to the meeting and God spoke to me and told me there is a lady here that wants to grow tall. So pray for her. So I called her out. She came forward.
Now, in other words, God told you there's someone that wants to, like Janie.
Yes.
Okay.
But God spoke to me because I was in a meeting. I didn't know about that. That was the first time I prayed for a short person. And I said, somebody here, you want to grow tall? Because God spoke to me in the middle of my sermon. This was in Nairobi, Kenya. So I said, come here. She stood up and came. People looked like, what's happening here? So I told her, come. She came forward. I said, lift up your hands. She lifted up her hands. Then the anointing was so strong on me, you know. I lay hands on her. She went down under the power. She fell under the power. She began to grow tall. The hands began to stretch. The legs began to stretch.
And what, did her clothes grow or?
No, she was. The legs were pulling and the hands were pulling, you know. You know, in Africa, they put on long skirts, you know.
It's not
like
in
America here. So they were pulling and they were growing. And you could see the neck growing. You could see everything growing. People began to scream. They were looking for the exit. They couldn't find it because the power of God was so strong. You know, it is real supernatural. And she grew tall. And I told everybody was so much praising God for this. And I told her to stand up. She stood up. The lady she had come with, who was taller than her, now she was taller than the lady. When she went back home, the mother said, are you my daughter? What happened? And the mother couldn't believe what had happened. I mean, she said, the preacher prayed for me, now I'm tall. The next day, they had to go to the supermarket and buy new clothes. She's a miracle. Mm. She testifies everywhere she goes how God made her grow tall.
Are we going to have some miracles now when you pray for our people?
Miracles are going to happen. God is really...
Pray for them and tell them what's going to happen.
God is going to touch you where you are right now. I see in the realm of this. I can see right now in Russia, there is a particular person watching this program, and you have a black skirt with white, some kind of white spots on the skirt, and you are seated in a wheelchair. Just in the name of Jesus, I speak to you and I command you to come out of the wheelchair. Just stretch your hands towards my hand. And in the name of Jesus, say, Lord Jesus, set me free from this bondage. Right now, take a step of faith and claim this miracle as I release the power of God on your legs. In the name of Jesus, let the power of God touch you right now in Jesus' name. Somebody else, you're watching me and you were, in fact, you're in Israel. And yes, I see you lying down on a sick bed, but you're not on a bed. You are just lying down on the coverings on your bed are creamish, whitish, something like that, creamish, and you are lying on a bed. In the name of Jesus, you need to believe in miracles because Jesus rose from the dead. And if you believe that you can come out of that bed and begin to walk, because you're not going to die. I command you right now in the name of Jesus to stretch your hands towards the television and claim your miracle and say, Jesus, remove me from this stretcher now in Jesus' name. As you stretch your hands towards the stretcher, towards the television, I command you to get off that deathbed in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. Receive your miracle where you are. It is just instant for you. Take it right now. I see another man. You have a yellow helmet. I mean, this is what you're wearing today. You work in a construction company, and you went by to buy some takeaway from a restaurant today in the afternoon as you're watching this telecast. You are putting on blue shorts, and you have a yellow helmet, and you got some mustache, and you're watching me right now. God has a calling for you. Your name, yes, your name. Your name is Mac. God has a calling on your life. And what you're doing, you're just doing it for a part time. God has a calling on your life. You better get ready to do this. And I see another person, Sid. God is showing me in the spirit right now that you have cancer and you're watching me. You're here in the United States watching me. You have cancer. And God is even showing me the name of the city you're in right now. You in Kansas? Does your
in where?
Kansas.
Of course.
Yeah, you in Kansas, and God's power is stretching out. Reaching.
Right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name,
take
receive your healing.
Yes.
Anyone with cancer, anywhere, tumors, be gone.
Jesus' name.
Gone. In Jesus' name. Backs are being healed.
Yes,
sides, pain is leaving. This is the power of God. Receive His love right now.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.